This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I have a very high expectation of what I've always thought this franchise is, and that was the best franchise in sports.
In the moments where we are now, as players, we got to execute. Every day, I'm so fortunate to be a part of this team.
This is 49ers Plus Minus.
Hey, everybody. Tim Kawakami here with my co-host. That's Matt Barros. Emergency podcast, although I will say, on the Brock Purdy signing front, I think both you and I had kind of been waiting for this and waiting for this. We were joking it might happen next week. You know, I don't know. I'm sure you might have heard some of the same things I've been hearing, that this thing was ready to be done or set up to be done or close to being done for weeks or maybe even months now. I don't know if you that's what you'd heard. But for your first reaction, news breaking that the 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a five-year extension, $265 million. That doesn't start till next year. I think that's a pretty important point. It does not overlap this year. This year's contract, I believe, remains intact. So it's from starts next year, goes through 2030. The extension is worth $53 million a year. But it does, again, it does not start until after this season. Barrow's first response on this emergency podcast.
Yeah, well, your point is that it's actually a $45 million a year deal.
I might be making that point. I don't think the agent is going to love me saying that.
No, the agent's not going to love that. But, I mean, you have to consider it a win for the 49ers. And I know $53 million is a huge, huge amount. And it eats up a big chunk of your salary cap, et cetera, et cetera. But I think everybody was sort of thinking maybe 55 as the basis for that. So it comes under 55. He's what, tied with Jared Goff for APY. We have to look at. Of course, we always have to preface this with we have to wait until the details of the deal come out. But right now it's looking like tied with Goff for 53, which is about what everybody thought. I mean, if you're looking for comps, and you and I can talk about this in a minute, who would you rather have on your roster, Jared Goff or Brock Purdy? I mean, Jared Goff is a good comp. But I think it's a great win for the 49ers because it's done now. And here we are, what is it, May 27 is their first OTA practice. It's not going to be talked about at OTAs, or it might be. That might be when Brock Purdy talks, but it's not going to dominate the discussion in June. It's not going to dominate the discussion in July and August like contracts did last year. This is an off-season reboot. Kyle Shanahan wants attendance. He wants momentum. He wants to do everything that they didn't do last year. And getting this deal done accomplishes that. So it's like I said, I think it's a big win for the 49ers and Purdy, but more so for the organization that wants to get going this offseason.
Absolutely. It was as much cost cutting as they did. I think we talked about this a bunch. And with Jed York saying it is partially due to the fact that they knew they had to pay this money to Brock Purdy, then you better sign Brock Purdy. And you better do it in a timely way. Especially, I think, underlining this is Brock Purdy was in the mood to do it quickly. Like, he wasn't going to hold out for every single dollar. He wasn't playing hardball. And I think, you know, it is good faith by the 49ers not to play. Oh, you don't want to play hardball? Oh, so let's cut it down to, you know, $36 million a year, right? You know, there was common sense in this. If you've got a quarterback who you like, who's young, who's a team leader, who the head coach likes, really likes, and who is willing to be a team guy in the negotiation, don't try to screw him for that, right? Don't try to screw him for his, you know, wanting to be a good guy. Don't do that. Pay him what is fair, what is reasonable. I think we can get to the $45 million a year. I think that there will be other agents who do not like that. That's what it really comes out to be. But you totally understand it. See, this is where John Lynch saying, remember, he's still under contract. That's what this is.
Yeah.
That's what this is, right? Like, they tried to do that with Ayuk. Ayuk would have nothing to do with it. I think that was a problem with the Ayuk deal. You're still under contract for $14 million. So that has to factor into what we're actually paying you here. What's the new money we're paying you here? Very detailed stuff, but just think of it, you know, maybe in Parag Marathe's office and Jed York's office that they're actually getting a $45 million deal because it's the circumstance. It's not because that's what they think he's worth. It's not because they were holding on a line on it. It's just like you have a contract. So you're going to want more money than that. You're already under contract. So here's how we're going to do it. And once it starts, it will be $53 million a year average annual value. Again, we'll see what the payout, we'll see what the true guarantee is, to see if when they can get out of it. But he's young. They're not going to want to get out of this. I would really find it hard to believe that this is a deal that they're going to set up like the Deebo Samuel deal where they could get out of it after 2 years. And I think he's worth it, Barros. You and I are not going to disagree on this one, but this is the kind of guy you invest in. This is the kind of guy that you say, you know what? We tried that Trey Lance thing. We had Jimmy Garoppolo, who Kyle didn't love. Why don't we just go with the guy that we all are comfortable with, who has won big games for us, who is probably only getting better. And even in the supposedly crappy year last year, Barros, without McCaffrey, without all these other pieces, he was like 13th ranked in passer rating. Like if that's the floor for Brock Purdy, and I think it is, that's a damn good floor. And I think if you average out his, you know, 2023 when he's a Pro Bowl quarterback with 2024 when he certainly wasn't, you have a really good quarterback. Just average those two seasons out, and I would lean more towards the upper part of that average than the lower part. I just think he's the kind of guy you invest in, and it's about time. It's the right time for the 49ers to do it.
Yeah, I agree with everything you just said. I mean, do you think that Jimmy Garoppolo would have reported for the start of the offseason program if he didn't have his contract in place the way that Brock Purdy did on April 22? I don't think so. I mean, you're right. He's the type of guy that you want to invest in. And the idea, I mean, there are some people around the league, and these are just objective people, you know, pro football focused type people who aren't rooting for a team, don't have an axe to grind. They're just looking at the data and the film, who think that last season was his best season because of all the headwinds that he had to encounter. He didn't have Ayuk, he didn't have McCaffrey. You know, Deebo was in and out of the lineup. That's, you know, without those, that's a tough offense to run. To your point, he did well, didn't do as well as he did in 22 and 23, but he did well considering. So the question is, oh, he's tied with Goff for APY, at 53. Let's just pretend that that those numbers are the same. Who would you rather have on your roster? I'll let you go first, but I think we're going to pick the same guy.
Yeah, I'd rather Brock Purdy. Younger. I think he's more athletic. You know, hasn't won a Super Bowl, no question. That's a big thing. But they've played in a similar system, so I believe McVay's system, and you know, Detroit's different than that. But scan the field, pick the right choice and throw to where the defense is letting you throw to. I think Purdy's better. I'll take him. There's a lot of other quarterbacks that maybe you take above both of them, but I'll take Purdy over Jared Goff.
Yeah, I just remember several Jared Goff plays, and I think that Jared Goff, and I think they're very comparable, so yep. It's not a big distinction, but I just remember several Jared Goff plays, and this happened when he was with the Rams, and it's happened a couple of times with the Lions. When he's under pressure, he yep. just turfs the ball. He does not want to deal with it. He gets rid of the ball. He lives to fight another day. He does what, Alex Smith used to do a lot. The smart, efficient decision. Brock Purdy pushes it. Brock Purdy will spin out of trouble, and Brock Purdy will extend the play. And sometimes it doesn't work, but a lot of times it does. I just think that you want that mentality at quarterback. You want the guy that believes that he can pull a rabbit out of a hat. You don't want him to throw a lot of interceptions. And, that's something that Purdy does more than you would like, ideally, and Goff does a good job of minimizing. But I think that the benefit of that attitude outweighs the risks and the bad parts of it. I'm a gunslinger by nature.
You are reckless mofo.
As a rebel.
Listen, they played each other in the NFC Championship game. It was at Levi Stadium, so whatever – how you weigh that, and Goff did get them to the Lions to a 17-point lead, but then he did not look so good in the second half. It wasn't all his fault, Lions defense and maybe some Dan Campbell decision-making, but Purdy wasn't great, but he was fine. He was good enough to get them back and win that game. I don't think it's a question. And also, I keep getting back to, it's not even just that. What do you pay him? Like, if they don't pay Brock Purdy this money and he isn't your part of your team anymore, what will it take to get a quarterback who's as good as him? Probably more than that. Like, I mean, trade 3 first round picks for a draft pick who gets you the quarterback. I mean, that didn't work. I don't know where you would turn to. I just don't. Fans would say Sam Darnold. What's Darnold's making? What now? Like 38, whatever it is, and the new deal he signed. Like, this is not a world where quarterbacks who fit the Kyle Shanahan system, let's add that, are just available to you. One quarterback who's been available, I think I might compare him on the other side if you're going to be a little negative. Baker Mayfield, $33 million a year just because he's bounced around. Very talented quarterback, about the same size, stronger arm, also athletic, but it's a different salary slot. But I'll take Brock Purdy over Baker Mayfield every single day. Again, they played each other and the 49ers won. Not in a great win, but in a win. You just can't find me a quarterback who has been available. Geno Smith's been available. Still making a ton of money now in new deal with the Raiders. I'll take Brock Purdy. Like, how are you replacing him? What's the mechanism if you're not paying him $53 million next year, not even this year, that's not even going to be the cap hit next year. It's going to be way lower than that. How are you doing this? You're not. Or even if you do, it might be end up with a quarterback that Kyle Shanahan doesn't want. Like, it turns out he doesn't want. Like, where are you, Jameis Winston? Like, what quarterback are you getting here when you're
Mac Jones? Are you not following?
Yeah, it's not Mac Jones. I just loved it when, they got Mac Jones. We know Kyle wanted to take him. That must mean they're getting ready to dump.
Yeah, I think this ends that theory.
All those are, listen, Florio, God love him, but he loves stoking it up with stuff like, I'm not even saying that's what he, I think he did do that, but. If you know the 49ers, if you're in that locker room, if you know Kyle Shanahan, his quarterback is Brock Purdy. He said it. Like, Kyle never talks like this. He said this at the end of the season. Like, I want him to be the quarterback for as long as I'm here. When has Kyle ever said anything like that about – he certainly never said that about Jimmy Garoppolo. And he said about his quarterback. We know how tough he is on quarterbacks. Like, this is their quarterback. That's obviously circumstances could change. Who knows, in a season and two and three, whatever. But I just any idea that they were ready, you know, they could trade him or they weren't going to pay him or this wasn't going to. No, it's just, again, it works two ways. I was telling Barrett before when I had a tough time writing a headline for my column I just filed because I wanted to emphasize they are getting a compromise deal. This is not a monster deal. You see these young quarterbacks come through. And when it's their turn, they always want to reset the market. Reset Trevor Lawrence, reset the market. Deshaun Watson, reset the market with a ridiculous thing. They just Joe Burrow reset the market. Now Purdy is not one of those guys, just known as one of those guys, but you always hear that. He did not even come close. And if you look at if you count this current number, then it's 45. Really doesn't. Let's say 53. I suspected it was going to be Goff, Tagovailoa, and maybe more to the point, Jalen Hurts, because he wasn't a top draft pick because he doesn't have all the physical drop back tools, but he's a winner. He's a, you know, modest guy, you know, very similar to Brock. This is what it turned out to be, right? You want that guy. You want to value that guy. Again, you don't want to overpay that guy, especially if he's not forcing you to, but you also don't want to screw that guy. Like, that's what makes this deal right down the middle of Brock Purdy is getting the number he wanted. He's also giving back some money that he could have pressed for. Like, he could, if he holds out, Barros, and he says, I don't want this year to count, or you're doing a new deal starting this year, he could have done that. I mean, I'm sure at some point the 49ers would have caved in on that. He did not do that to get it in now and to have a nice number out there to report it as 53. I'm sure 53 is fine. Now, the other point we've got to make, though, is by starting it a year later, that's another year that the cap goes up, right? And each successive year, the cap's going up 23%, 20%. It's going to be like $350 million in about 3 years. So let's say it's $50 million is his cap number in 3 years. That's going to be a lot less percentage of the cap than it would have been if we started right now or, you know, whatever you want to put it. This is numerically a really, really interesting, intricate compromise. I keep going back to that. It's a compromise deal, but it says enough about both sides that they were smart enough not to screw that up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The 49ers are doing three big pieces of business this offseason. The Kittle contract was done already. The Purdy contract was done today. And the Warner contract is coming at some point. That's the next one. They'll probably get it done. And there's the, you know, obviously there's a common denominator among those three guys. These are the guys that the 49ers are going to lean on for leadership. And we'll throw a couple more, you know, Nick Bosa in there.
Lenore. How about Lenore?
Yeah, Lenore for sure. I'm sure they're counting on somebody from this year's draft class, Mikel Williams. He's got that in him, I think. Very, very good first impression he left at the rookie minicamp, by the way. But to stick with Purdy, I think this offseason was so important because it is a reset. And they need guys, they need veterans there who are going to show these rookies the standard, who are going to, you know, lead by example, show them the offense, show them the defense. And Purdy desperately wants to be one of those guys. He wants to be a leader. And to your very initial point, he came in, you know, willing to show up, first of all, without a deal, and to probably take a little less than what he could have gotten. And, you know, I think that's because he wants to be here. He wants to be a leader. He didn't want any of that drama that marked last year's offseason. So here we are. I mean, that's sort of the leadership triumvirate, I think, in that locker room. Those are going to be the most vocal guys this year, along with Bosa and Trent Williams at times. But Kittle is in his 30s. Warner is, what, 28? And Purdy's, like, still 25.
He's 25.
So there's a ways to go with at least two of those players.
I thought it was – I mean, we all noted it. Remember that – was it the Bears game where Shanahan had Lenore and Purdy talk to the team the night before? And, you know, I thought that was Kyle saying, here are your new leaders. Like, we know, obviously we have the veteran leaders who've got the pelts, who've got the Pro Bowls, but these two guys are then the 20 somethings, the young 20 somethings, middle 20 somethings that are going to lead us in the next thing. Now they need some other guys. I don't think Brandon Ayuk's going to be one of those guys, but they need some new guys. And I said, Mykal Williams, we'll, you know, maybe, you know, Pooney, you know, who knows. Some of the other guys down the line, but there is an importance to kind of continuity, to voices, to energy. Like, here's the guys are going to be our future, and Purdy is going to be there. He's their present and their future. The other thing that does strike me, I maybe write about this later, is, and we've talked about this, I guess, if, you know, if you're in with Kyle Shanahan, you need to keep Brock Purdy. And if you keep Brock Purdy, you need to keep Kyle Shanahan, right? I mean, there is, and Kittle would go along with that, and Warner, I think, would go along with that. Although Saleh, obviously, is a big part of that. Like, before I go 5-12, maybe Kyle Shanahan's in some jeopardy after going 6-11 last season. Everything is on the table when you have back-to-back bad years. But I think the thinking this offseason, if people were ready to put Kyle Shanahan on a hot seat, I don't think he's on a hot seat. Again, you're four losses away from a hot seat at any point. But I do think this is like just down. This is the Lynch Shanahan construct. Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Fred Warner. Now, I don't think they were totally in favor of a lot of the discards. And we know they were trying to re-sign Trey Greenlaw and probably wanted a bigger offer early for that one. But if you go to the kind of the second part of this offseason, the draft, defense, the extension for Kittle, extension for Purdy. We're thinking there's going to be extension for Warner. How do you do all those things if you're planning for Kyle Shanahan not to be the head coach? I don't think you do.
Yeah. This deal, I don't think he was ever on the hot seat, but if it was warming up, this deal hoses that seat off. It hoses it off. Because you're right. You get rid of Shanahan and an incoming coach, very good likelihood that, you know, doesn't see Purdy as the future, wants to draft a quarterback, wants to go in a different direction, then you're sitting on this deal and having to get out from under it. So what you would do would be to Shanahan would get a job like that, and then you just trade Purdy to Shanahan's new team. He'd be the new Kirk Cousins wherever he ends up. Everybody just automatically links them together. That would be how York would get out from underneath the deal. We've already figured it out.
Chad, here we go.
Shanahan goes to Tampa Bay, and then Shanahan goes to New Orleans, and then Purdy ends up as the Saints quarterback.
You just did it. You just did it. You're a magic man. You're a magic man. I piss off the agent. You figure out the future of Kyle Shanahan and Brock Purdy. I will say this does kind of finally end the Kirk Cousins to the 49ers stuff.
I mean, well, Chris maybe. Peterman is going to have is going to be wearing a black veil. Chris Peterman wrote over 600 stories about Cousins coming to the 49ers.
I used to have a Twin Cities based editor, and who would wince every time that I would say, listen, I'm not saying it. I'm saying I'm hearing from within the building that that's always an option. It is not an option anymore. It was always interesting. I think it was more interesting when they had Jimmy, right? Because Kyle traded for Jimmy, but was a little reluctant to because he didn't want to jump over the chance to sign Kirk Cousins. And then when Jimmy's a free agent, like everybody in the organization said, we got to do this deal. And Kyle, I think, was like, well, you know, do we have to do it? Like, that was the interesting. It was Cousins Jimmy. It was not Cousins Purdy. Once he got Purdy, I think that was essentially the end of it. Maybe if there had been a contractual problem with Purdy, Kirk Cousins, but now he's injured. And let's say it's over. We are officially ending the Kirk Cousins.
Wow, this is a big day.
Wow, I mean, I know this is my second podcast. I went to the Warriors exit interviews with Steve Kerr and Mike Dunleavy. I'm supposed to get over Valkyries. I'm a little loopy right now, so we're just throwing out broadside.
And we didn't even bring up the real big news, which is that the 49ers signed Greg Joseph to push your guy, Jake Moody, for the kicking job this spring and summer.
Is he any good? If he's any good, I'm going to make a prediction. I don't know if he's any good.
Well, he did kick for the Jets last year. Yeah. I think it was only one game. He sort of did he was sort of like the traveling kicker who went from town to town and kicked for three different teams, including Brant Boyer's Jets. So I think that's the connection right there.
Does he kick off?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just saying if he's any good and he's a good kickoff guy, my prediction is that he will be the 49ers kicker next season. But I don't know. I'm just saying this blind, but it's an interesting timing to that signing. And, they've got another kicker, right? I mean, it's not like they just needed another kicker to just pretend that there's a competition. I think there will be a real competition. And I predict if this guy's any good, granted, it's got to be good, I think he's going to beat out Moody. I just don't think Moody's any good. I just don't think you can go into the season and say Jake Moody's our kicker in – you know, a situation where I don't, even in this really, really soft schedule, I don't think they're blowing out teams. You're going to need to kick some field goals, I think, to win a lot of these games. And you don't want, to drive 40 yards to try to win a game and not know that your kicker is going to be able to kick a 47 yarder. So if this guy is any good, my call, he's got the connection to the special teams coach, got the connection to Robert Saleh. Let's say he's the kicker. I might be wrong. Let's watch him in practice. Let's watch him in preseason games. I'll make my true call then. But I just don't think you can have Jake Moody as a kicker next season. I really believe that.
We forgot to bring this up on our schedule show a couple of days ago, but Moody's going back to Cleveland where he missed a last second kick. Could have been a winner for them. So yeah, that'll be that game's right around Thanksgiving. So I don't think the weather is going to be real nice on Lake Erie there. So that'll be a nice test if he does beat out Greg Joseph for the job.
We shall see. That was an interesting name to pop up. I knew he was a familiar name. I just didn't know if he was any good. We'll see. I know. I just think new special teams coach. I think he will be looking to have Jake Moody have to win it. It won't just be written in that he's going to win the contest, and then we'll see what Moody can do. We've seen him dominate in training camp, right? Training camp, he's incredible. Like, he is a great practice kicker. That doesn't mean he's a great game kicker, and we've seen it not translate into games. And we've seen him in some shaking in some of those pregame warmups that you and I are so carefully detailed watching.
Well, there's a big change this offseason. The 49ers are literally changing the direction of their practice fields. I've never seen practice fields that go east-west, because you want to avoid the sun. And that means that there's going to be a crosswind for these practices. And it just makes another layer of intrigue there.
You got me head spinning trying to figure out what all that means. But let's just watch. Training camp will be fun. We'll be watching a lot of new players. We'll be watching the kickers. And we'll be watching Brock Purdy. We'll not be covering a hold-in of the starting quarterback. That was always like, can you imagine? Someone mentioned it could be like Jimmy Garoppolo warming up on the other field that no longer exists.
Yeah,
Jimmy Garoppolo Memorial Field is no longer there.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to put the bleachers. I'm a little concerned that our access is going to be affected.
Yeah,
that it's going to be a Raiders situation where you got to show up with your binoculars because you're 180 yards away.
Because the fields are so tight together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they don't want it. They're not going to want us to
stay. They don't want us in the middle. Oh, no. God, that would just be.
Greg Pop. Just pretend we're Greg Pop and we walk wherever we want to. Tim Ryan, I think, actually goes in the middle of drills sometimes. So.
They put shoulder pads on him and he runs the arc a couple of times.
You just said that now you scared me because I do love training camp. This is not fun, Barrows, that you do that to me. I don't.
Hey, I try to think ahead. I try to guess these problems before.
Bring that up now to Corey, so it's not like
I brought it up. I brought it up.
There you go. Like I
as
don't
a Pro Football Writers of America officer, Bay Area office. I think I'm the vice president now. Mayoko is the president. No,
who's he? What's he ever done?
Yeah, get rid of him. Maybe we start an impeachment process, but. Yeah, that's already.
Well, know if Mayoko's got a nice standing area right in the middle of the two fields, and we're off in the corner, we'll know something went down there.
I heard Mayoko accepted a jet plane from the Qataris. he's a little corrupt.
I have no comment on any of that, but I'm glad you brought it up because I don't want to walk out there the first practice and go, "Oh, you're over that corner. You didn't know that. You didn't know that's the corner, and like you can't." Look at that other side field over there where Brock Purdy's throwing to Ricky Pearsall. You got to look through 24 people across the field. That would really be bad. I would just not go that much. You know,
if Balky were the GM, that would be the case. We would have to like line up on that bridge that goes over Lafayette Street in order to see.
We
have
to send drones over to see what the Raiders are doing in practice. It might be like that. I think, I've said this before. I think training camp is the great, like, sports journalist last thing that we have that's really valuable that just isn't available in other sports. And man, if it gets cut off, I'll be very disappointed. Let's put it that way. All right, Barrows, what a podcast! What an emergency podcast this was. Good energy. We will not do two next week. I guarantee you that. But we've been waiting for the Purdy thing. We've been waiting. So we had to do it when it happened. We're recording this on Friday afternoon. I think it will post on Saturday morning. But we are recording this right after news came of it and we wrote our stories. But it's done. Don't have a long anticipation for this one. It's over with. Brock Purdy is agreed to a deal with the 49ers. Way to go, Barrows. You got it
done. And Kirk Cousins to the 49ers is dead.
It's amazing. It's amazing what we can do right this here on this very podcast. All right, everybody, show for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.